We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. We come to chapter 11 today, verses 20 to 30. Matthew 11, verses 20 to 30. Now, our church is committed to Reformed theology, and the most fervent preacher of the doctrines of grace in the Bible is none other than Jesus himself. And so you see in this passage, first of all, he holds sinners responsible for their sin, and even in a way that's according to the privileges they have enjoyed. He rebukes Chorazin and Bethsaida. Those are towns where he had been and performed miracles. And he says, because of what you have seen and that have not believed, your judgment is more intense than that of Tyre and Sidon that have not seen him. He says to Capernaum, that's his headquarters. He says, if Sodom had seen and heard what you have seen and heard, it would have repented. It will be better for them on that day of judgment. Jesus holds sinners accountable for their use of their privileges and of their faith. But then he also teaches that salvation is God's sovereign gift alone. Very remarkably, verse 25, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and you have revealed them to little children. He goes on and says, this is really between me and my Father. He and I know what's going on. Only I know the Father and those to whom I choose to reveal him. By the way, those are the meek. And so Christ sovereignly disposes the mercy of God in the knowledge of him. Well, where does that lead us? It leads us with the genuine and free and sincere offer of the gospel to you. The chapter ends on those great words. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. The shalom of the Old Testament, the peace of God, you can have it. And you have it by believing in the Lord Jesus. And if you do, it's all been of his grace. And he calls you to be a disciple. Take my yoke upon you. Be a disciple. It will seem hard, but it's not hard. He says, I am gentle and lowly of heart. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he will enable you to serve him. Well, let me leave off explaining and let's give ear to the reading and the hearing of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 20. Then he, Jesus, began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works have been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.